USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Weekly jobless claims continue to fall. The Labor Department saying 238,000 first-time claims were filed last week. That's a drop of 23,000 from the previous week's revised total. Regarding what these numbers mean, Mark Hamrick is a senior analyst with Bankrate.com. He tells USA Radio News.
And this indicates that fresh job loss is not the key issue for the economy.
President Biden is cheering a successful U.S. counterterrorism operation that killed the leader of ISIS.
ISIS has directed terrorist operations targeting Americans, our allies and our partners, and countless civilians in the Middle East, Africa, and in South Asia.
He was killed overnight by U.S. Special Forces in Syria. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you suffer from joint pain, knee pain, arthritis? Pick Billy Gerard for Revive One, the roll-on pain reliever. Just shake it, roll it on, and feel the relief. I love snowboarding, but my knees, they feel the pain. Revive One pain reliever changed all that. Shake it, roll it on, and I'm right back on the slopes. Gail G, she said that Revive One relieved her pain and helped her and her husband enjoy their walks again. Put an end to your pain with Revive One. Try Revive One on your pain risk-free. Go to painfreeland.com. That's painfreeland, all one word, .com. Use discount code SAVE20 for 20% off and free shipping. Revive One is so confident it'll work for you, there's a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Go to painfreeland.com or call 877-577-2289. The active ingredient in Revive One has been shown to temporarily relieve pain associated with arthritis, muscle strains, sprains, and more. Use only as directed.
A winter storm is creating chaos across half the United States.
A winter storm is bringing a mix of rain, freezing rain, and snow to the central U.S. Airlines canceled thousands of flights. Officials are urging people to stay off the roads, and schools are closed. Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri, Illinois, Indiana, and Michigan are seeing freezing rain, sleet, and snow. Significant ice accumulation is expected in an area from Louisville, Kentucky to Memphis, Tennessee. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Another strong Santa Ana wind event is causing more damage in Southern California. Wednesday morning, a 92-foot-tall pine tree went down in Riverside, landing on a dorm building in front of California Baptist University. No injuries were reported, but the building was damaged. The tree fell during 45-mile-an-hour wind gusts, which weren't even the strongest in the region. USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra says Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
States along the U.S. southern border with Mexico continue to see a flow of illegal immigrants and asylum seekers arriving there in hopes of being allowed to stay. Arizona Republican Congressman Andy Biggs joins Fox Business to describe what illegal immigrants are doing as they cross into his state.
Folks cross over, they get apprehended, they surrender, and it's very casual. They come across, they all have cell phones, they're live streaming or FaceTiming back home, telling people they get there. And in other sectors along Tucson sector, these are the people in camo carrying drugs. So it's out of control.
The Biden administration continues to argue that addressing the root causes of migration will reduce the flow of illegal immigrants arriving at the U.S. southern border. A Florida Senate committee advanced legislation that would protect unborn children after 15 weeks. The bill passed 6-4 on a party-line vote. Current Florida law allows abortions for any reason up to 24 weeks. Andrew Sherville, executive director of Florida Voice for the Unborn, estimates that 5,000 unborn children would be saved every year if the bill becomes law. The Nintendo Switch is surpassing 100 million units sold. That figure moves it past the Wii, placing it behind the original Game Boy and Nintendo DS in terms of sales. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.